wars and battles are connected to gunpowder and fire in people's minds. However, there are wars of another type that threaten to ease the state of the Israeli occupation from the internet. This includes attacking critical and important websites of countries that support this entity.
فقد الأمن المعلوماتي لدى الحكومة أو لدى المؤسسات الحكومية والخاصة بدولة إسرائيل يفقد ثقة المواطنين بالدولة وبالمؤسسة.
هذا إن ذلك فيما يدل على الوعي لدى الشباب العربي وإيمانهم بالقضية الفلسطينية، ولا بد أن يفعلوا شيء. نحن نشجع هذه التوجهات للوصول إلى أكبر عدد ممكن من اختراق الحواسيب.
The Israeli occupation is known for being electronically superior to many countries of the world. Therefore, Israel has established an intelligence agency called Aman. This agency is proficient in electronic espionage through a special unit called Unit 8200. It is responsible for hacking phone calls and emails of governments, international organizations, and individuals. The Unit 8200 has played a remarkable role in recruiting spies and assassinating people all over the world. In addition, it has contributed to developing electronic viruses for hacking, which targeted many computer systems around the world.
Hello, Israel. Hello, foolish Zionist entities. We are anonymous. We have come back to you once again. Dear citizens of the world, we are Anonymous Arab. Please take a moment from your time to watch this video. Forget what you do against the humanity, against the Palestinians. And now, as we did in many times at 7th of April, Anonymous will repeat the electronic attacks against Israelis' websites. Our target is your government's websites.
This indicates that the young Arabs are conscious and confirms their belief in the Palestinian cause. They have to do something because of the geographical barriers. We encourage these trends and support them. We are ready to help these young people achieve the highest level of electronic attacks.
We will hack the websites that involve the peace agreements and such things. We reject these agreements or treaties between America and any other Arab countries and between Palestine and Israel. People try to hack such agreements. Those people are not able to give their life and money as a means of resistance, and this is why they want to take action and prove themselves. They want to show their presence, and this is why they resist through hacking.
We were surprised with the message that appeared on the anonymous group YouTube channel, as it mentioned our group. I think it didn't happen as a result of our communication, but because they heard of the several accomplishments we have achieved. They knew there was a team working hard and seriously from Gaza, so they wanted to let us be a part of their group.
As in previous attacks, Dot, we will be back once again on April 7th, 2014, to forge electronic attacks against as many Israeli websites as possible. Your Zionist bigotry has displaced and killed a great many of innocent people while forcing the remaining citizens into conformity and complete submission. We will not stand by idly while you continue to oppress the people. We will not allow you to attack a sovereign country based upon a campaign of lies and deceit. We will rise up and defend the innocent. Our main target is your government websites and servers. We will, with the help of many Muslim hackers around the world, erase you from the face of the internet. Your credit cards, your bank accounts, your servers are all in a danger. We will never forget or forgive your crimes against humanity, against the people of Palestine. Just as you have condemned the innocent, so shall you be condemned. You cannot stop us, for we are many. We are legion. We are legion. We are legion. We are anonymous. We are anonymous. We are anonymous. We are defenders of the innocent. We will never forget. Never forget. You know better. Now to expect us on the 7th of April.
After watching this global video of Arab Anonymous, as Arabs and Muslims, and from Gaza, we must participate in this campaign. This comes as a result of what we have been through and have suffered because of the Israeli occupation. We must take part in this campaign on the coming 7th of April 2014, erase Israel from the internet. The 7th of April, 2014 will be a memorable day for the Zionists because it's going to be a future war on them. We will contribute to this electronic war by Anonymous. We hope that we can hack important websites, not only the economic ones, but more critical websites of the Israeli army and the government. This is not too hard to do with the help of Allah.
This is the second time the Anonymous group gets ready to start an electronic attack on the Israeli army and its government. A year ago, on the 7th of April, the first attack on the Israeli army and its government happened when thousands of Anonymous group members started hitting its electronic forts with non-traditional weapons. The weapons were computer viruses, organized hacking, programming sciences, and digital control that led to disabling official and regular websites. That led to difficulties facing of the Israeli occupation government and its army.
We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. To the government of Israel, it is too late to expect us.
We contacted the Anonymous group for the previous campaign and contributed to the attack on Israeli websites. It was either by stopping the service, disabling the websites, or through normal hacking. We mainly target websites connected directly to the economy that may make it collapse. We attacked stock exchange websites and the Israeli Ministry of War. We targeted e-shopping websites and got the phone numbers or Visa cards of the users, their personal emails, and the passwords of their social media accounts. Israel has admitted its financial losses because of the electronic attacks. We hacked some confidential military information or personal details that may not seem important. Some people may not realize the importance of such details about Israelis, but they can be beneficial on a practical level if given to the Palestinian resistance and used in a proper way.
We have nothing to contribute as women. We can't protest to express ourselves. We'll march towards Jerusalem, amongst other things. So, we thought of participating in such activities. We finally decided to join the hacking activity. That is why we are a part of this. We wanted to leave our mark there, that women can act everywhere.
Weak information security in the Israeli government and governmental and non-governmental organizations makes the citizens trust their state and organizations less, especially since Israel is considered a powerful country in the area of electronic information protection.
Wars and battles are connected to gunpowder and fire in people's minds. However, there are wars of another type that threaten to ease the state of the Israeli occupation from the internet. This includes attacking critical and important websites of countries that support this entity.
We have a special team that follows up with Israeli affairs, including the Electronic Resistance Unit. This team attempts to hack Israeli websites, gathers information about the enemy, tries to weaken the Zionists' morale, and sends them messages. The group also attacks websites and changes them, like changing the homepage, putting a logo of Palestine or a photo of a baby girl killed by the Israeli army, and then saying, "We're coming to you." The electronic resistance is as important as the resistance in the field in the way it affects the enemy. We may attack its economy and cause great loss, or disable some orders and instructions that can be used either in wartime or any other time. We put the Palestinian flag on the websites of every Israeli party. That includes parties like the Likud, Kadima, the Communist Party, and the Labor Party. We attacked all those websites. In the days of the war on Gaza that was launched by the government of the Kadima Party, our first action was attacking their website and the website of its leader, Tzibi Livni. We posted our message and the message of any Gaza citizen there. It included the crimes committed by the occupation in Gaza and denied by the world, and some photos that insult their leader, Tzibi Livni.
4 or 5 years ago, I and other people hacked an American federal website. We entered the database and platform and the list of the names of Guantanamo prisoners. As we were reviewing the names, we saw a name of a Palestinian. This was really strange. Are there really Palestinian prisoners in Guantanamo? How did they get there? The surnames belong to Palestine.
I was thinking of conducting a study because we are a nation under siege in the Gaza Strip. We are attacked on the internet on a daily basis and our phone calls are bugged. I wanted to stop such attacks on the Strip. I started searching and collecting information about the number of smartphones in the Strip and how secure they are, either the new ones or the old ones. I also collected information about the security of wireless networks. I began to work in public places, banks, universities, and places where smartphones and wireless networks are used. My research continued for a whole week, and I participated in a conference to share its results and recommendations. There was a group of 120 Germans conducting a study similar to mine, but over 3 years. Luckily for me, the results of my research matched those of the German teams. Their study was conducted over 3 years in Germany, using modern facilities, while I worked in the Gaza Strip for a week with humble tools.
Through the research he conducted, Mahmoud hit a record in the Guinness Book of World Records as the youngest information security scholar in the world.
The German magazine, Information Security, published my research results, as well as those of the German team. They then sent the recorded conference to the Guinness Book of World Records so that I could be the owner of a record. The administration of the Guinness Book of World Records was positive about it and sent an official letter to the magazine confirming that I had received the title of the youngest information security scholar in 2013.
The board of the Guinness Book of World Records sent an invitation with a plane ticket for Mahmoud to participate in the event, listing his name in the central office in New York in the USA. He was stunned by the reality of being deprived from traveling. However, it went beyond that when he started receiving threats, putting his life in danger.
They sent me plane tickets on January 4th. 2014. The deadline to receive the award was the 9th of January. Unfortunately, I couldn't travel because of the blockade and because I was not allowed to leave through the Erez checkpoint or the Rafah crossing for security reasons. I used to receive daily threats on my phone from the Israeli Mossad. Those threats included assassination as well as attempts at temptation.
Mahmoud did not visit the States to receive his reward, while the young woman who attacked the FBI website was directly threatened from America. She had to change her identity and the life of her family.
The website's owners discovered the hacking. Then we faced some problems. Messages appeared on the screen every time we turned on the computer. The messages said we should surrender or turn over our database, amongst other things, or they would reach us either legally or illegally. They were using the same threatening ways. As for America, which has no interest in killing us, they can order Israel to assassinate us anytime. Eventually, we replaced the device, the location, and phone numbers.
Many of those who resist the Israeli occupation and its supporters through the internet may survive, but others are targeted and arrested when they travel abroad.
Mach,
The hacker Samo Zico attacked a website that was not an official FBI website, but was for FBI officers. He attacked it and was able to get the names of many FBI officers, their phone numbers, and their personal email addresses. When he went to a particular Arab country, he was surprised to be arrested and interrogated about the attack. I was imprisoned in 2005 for a long time. During the first year, I was interrogated. The agents used the English language. I could speak English, though. They mentioned that I and another man attacked a website in 2005 that had to do with the FBI. That website was only for the FBI agents who work in the Middle East. The interrogation lasted for a long time. Then I was kept in jail until I was recently released.
Despite imprisonments and threats to electronic resistance activists, they continue their war against the Israeli occupation and its government. They resist the modern methods of tracking Palestinians, like smartphones that turn out to be mobile agents.
Hello,
يعني في البداية هنا حددنا الشخص.
First of all, we figured out the location of the person, near Dabit intersection. I will now hack his phone, have access to the information there, and listen to his calls. We can listen to the call, and we're recording it at the moment. He's got a message now from a person named Mohammed Imad. After getting access to his phone and controlling it, I can turn on the camera and see where he is. I mean, watching the area he is in. Most of the devices in the Gaza Strip, either laptops or phones, are hacked by the Zionists. The Mossad has established a special unit to filter information out of the Gaza Strip, as there was a great amount of it. They wanted to use it to create spies or blackmail or assassinate public figures. Intelligence units all over the world spend lots of money on online stores where people download applications for their phones. They do this to track people. We also know that the Israeli Mossad spends money on applications like Viber, Skype, and WhatsApp. We are aware of these methods, so we don't use them at all, while other nations use these applications. During the last war, how did Israel know about the locations of our hidden underground rockets? They knew about them through Facebook and Twitter. Some young people used to post things like, "A rocket was launched near my house." A while later, the Israeli Air Force would hit the location of that place where rockets were launched. We asked these young people not to be free agents or spies of the occupation. It's not intentional, of course, but they send free information to Israel.
Another electronic tool used by the occupation to track Palestinians and kill them is the drones that hover in the sky day and night. They are used to watch what happens on the ground or to directly target civilians and kill them with rockets.
I was conducting a study on the networks in the Gaza Strip. It was confirmed that there are some wireless networks run by drones that work when the power is off. However, the surprising part was that the drones run wireless networks for free, using names of local internet companies in the Strip. I noticed they get information by using a particular protocol when the power is off. The Palestinian resistance made sure it dealt with drones or planes without pilots, especially since they all depend on spying. The resistance misleads these drones, and it didn't stop there. This is what we actually witnessed. I think there were many attempts by all resistance factions to control drones and bring them down. As the resistance was creative in establishing hacking cells, they will seek to do this. This is a technical side the Palestinian resistance has the right to achieve.
It's easy bringing down a drone by hacking. It is not something that is difficult to do. Iran has done this too a while ago. It takes some time and effort. With the technology we have access to, it becomes easy to bring a drone down. How do we do this? We do this by figuring out the IP address of the original drone location. And then I can even get the camera records.
It's a real electronic war led by the factions of the Palestinian resistance and armies of Anonymous to erase the Israeli occupation from the internet.
This operation affected the isolation of the Israeli citizens, or army, on the internet for a long time.